All right, it's David Peck here, and I am here today with Ryan Osborne, Director of Social Media at NBC News. Thanks for being here, Ryan.
Hey, Dave, how are you? Oh, hey, thanks for having me.
No problem, I'm good. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day, because I know you're a mover and a shaker. We had to set this up about a week ago, and I email you, and it takes a couple days to get back, but you're busy, I take it.
I appreciate the opportunity to talk about my new role here at NBC and kind of a couple of things we've been doing. But yeah, we've been busy. We're doing some exciting things that I think we're proud of, and it's definitely makes for some long days. But it's some cool stuff.
All right. So before we get to what you're doing at NBC, let's back up. The way I see it, at least from my opinion, you have what could be considered a dream job. You are the director of social media at NBC News. How does one get to do that?
It kind of came about in an interesting way. So I was a producer at NBC's Today Show, where I was focused on producing television. And I had developed kind of a personal interest in social media, by no means any kind of expertise, but had just started using, Facebook and Twitter and Foursquare kind of on my own time. And then all of a sudden I went to South by Southwest, or I guess it was around the same time, I went to South by Southwest and realized kind of the way these tools were going to start to be used by news organizations. Specifically, the first place where the light bulb went off in my head was around Twitter. And so I came back and talked to a bunch of people within the building about starting a Twitter account around the Today Show. What's interesting about kind of the evolution of Twitter within our organization is that originally it was thought of as purely kind of a marketing tool, in that, we were just going to use it as an RSS feed and kind of, share stories through it and not necessarily add a human behind it. So I was the first to say, let's put a human voice behind this. Let's use this to share some of our stories, but at the same time, listen to kind of what people are saying about the show. The executive producer, Jim Bell, was very supportive. Which is a lesson I've learned, in that kind of anything you're doing in social media, if you don't have buy-in from the boss, unfortunately, you're not going to have a lot of success. So luckily, I was in a position where he was very supportive. Started just watching the show every morning and tweeting along with it. And slowly but surely, we found an audience. And that's kind of the story. As far as how I got my job, so I was still producing TV, but kind of presenting this voice within social media behind the show. And as an organization, as we evolved and kind of realized the value of it, they created this position, and I applied. Some other people applied, I know, externally, and I was lucky enough to get it. So it is a very cool opportunity. It's a ton of work, but it's something I'm really excited about, and I'm totally honored to have it. So.
Well, congratulations, by the way, for getting this job.
Thank you. That was a really long answer.
No,
sorry. It's a long story, I guess.
No, I find it interesting. I mean, people would kill for this job, in my opinion. I mean,
it's interesting. I mean, it comes with its sacrifices too. I mean, when you become the public kind of, face of social media for a brand, I think you sacrifice your own, whether it be sharing kind of your personal, on my personal Twitter feed now, I'll still share music and movies and things that I'm thinking about, but I'm definitely always thinking about also how that fits into the bigger picture of the company. And while it's totally exciting and I'm totally honored to have it, I also love to talk about kind of, the sacrifices involved and the challenges that I see in front of us.
Well, you also have the disclaimer, of course, on your personal brand, since you mentioned that up. Doesn't reflect anything from NBC. You got to think about that.
I do, yeah. And I actually learned that from a lot of the people at the New York Times who had first kind of done that. Retweets are not endorsements, and, the opinions are my own.
Right.
Because I'm a big fan of kind of encouraging people within organizations to be themselves. And I definitely am myself in the space, but it's just as I've taken on this more public role, it requires a little more thought.
So I got several questions for you that you made me think of here. So when we talk about NBC News, we're talking about all properties, the Today Show, the Evening News.
Right. We're talking about the Today Show, Nightly News, Meet the Press, Dateline, and we work very closely as far as our digital properties work.